A word for you from Matthew chapter 12 verses 35 to 37. The good man from his inner good treasure flings forth good things, and the evil man out of his inner evil storehouse flings forth evil things. But I tell you, on the day of judgment, men will have to give account for every idle, inoperative, non-working word they speak. For by your words you will be justified and acquitted, and by your words you will be condemned and sentenced. Well, here we have a translation that just makes it ever so clear from the Amplified Version. What the heart is full of, the mouth speaks. What is inside you is what will come out. And so, in the version we're used to, from the heart, the mouth speaks. But here it says, from the inner good treasure, there are good things that are flung forth. In other words, it just comes out spontaneously and with power, whether it is good or whether it is bad. Paul says that David believed and he spoke, and I believe and I speak. So it is the heart of faith that changes the nature. Not that our faith changes us, but it is God using faith where he regenerates and changes the inner being and makes a person to be good. So don't keep on complaining how bad you are. Yes, we are weak. Yes, we might fail. But God has put in us his Holy Spirit, and surely he makes us good like he is good. And therefore, our mouths and our words will describe what we are inside. You see, the Christian life that we speak of is all about the nature, the character. You can't hide who you are. That's why Jesus said in different places, the fruit will tell what a person is like. You can tell a false prophet by his fruit. And so we will be judged by our words. It still is true that we are saved by faith. So if in verse 37 it says, for by your words you will be justified and acquitted, and by your words you will be condemned and sentenced, well, it's because a person doesn't have faith that is judged by his evil words, for it shows and describes what his evil heart is like. Do you have a heart of faith? Do you bring forth and fling forth that which is good, that which is operative, comes from God, and not idle and evil?